begin Parshas Vayetze. Vayetze is again the transition from Yitzchok to Yaakov. There's a lot of Yesodus here in Vayetze, a lot of Chizuk for us here in Golus, which we'll see, we'll discuss. But first, let's begin. Let's begin with a few questions on the Pasuk, on the Pesukim. So the Rashi says on the first Pasuk, Vayetze Yaakov, lo yoyotzorich lichtav elav ayelech. Who cares where he's coming from? Elamagid says, Rashi teaches us, sheyitziyah tzadik min amokom oitza roishim. That when a tzadik leaves a mokom, he makes a roishim. Why? Shvizman sha tzadik bo'eh, hu hoida, hu ziva, hu hadora. There's a certain light, there's a certain shine about the tzadik, that when he's in the city, he's the shine, he's the light of the city. Yotza mishon, when he leaves there, is pana hoida, pana ziva. What does this mean? What's the oimek apshat in this? Mashma, that the pasuk is trying to connect Vayetze Yaakov miber shova Vayelech Aronim. What's the connection between the towns of Be'er Sheva and the town of Choron? And then the second pasuk, Vayifka b'mokoim, says Rashi, lo hiska kosov be'ez amokim. Rashi doesn't say which place, just Vayifka b'mokoim. El b'mokoim and niska b'mokoim achir, says Rashi. Whenever it says stam b'mokoim, it refers to a mokoim which is huhar maria shenem aboy v'yas ha'mokoim irochik. So whenever it says Samba Mokoim, it means Har Maria. Why is this Nisgal and now to us, that whenever it says B'mokoim, it means Har Maria? Why does Parshas Vayetze, why is this important as an introduction, the beginning of the story of Parshas Vayetze? And then the next Rashi on this pasuk is Vayifka B'mokoim. Says Rashi, there's two things we learn out from the word Vayifka. Number one, Shetikin Tfilas Arvis. Because the Vayifka is a Loshna Tfila, Yaakovin was Nisakin Tfilas Arvis. And also, Lamdachos Shekoftaloy Oretz, that Yaakov Avinu had Kvitzas Haderech. What's this idea? What's this Indian of Kvitzas Haderech? And then we're both learned up from the words Vayivka. Mashma, that the word Vayivka carries in it, firstly, Tfilas Arvis, that it teaches us Yaakov was Mesakin Tfilas Arvis, and also he had a Kvitzas Haderech. What's the connection between the Kvitzas Haderech and the Tfilas Arvis? And then we know next Rashi, a lot of Rashis which we have to give a Hezbollah. The next Rashi is Kivo Hashemesh. Is Rashi asked, you should have said Vayovo Hashemesh, it became sunset. Why does it say Kivo Hashemesh? Mashma Sheshoka Lechama Pitoim Shaloiboy Noso. Suddenly, sort of broad daylight turned into night before its time. What's the Indian? In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pashtus from Rashi is Hashem made it get dark in order that Yaakov should sleep there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many shluchim. If Hashem wants Yaakov to stop there, he has many shluchim to do so. He doesn't have to make a shinui in the whole Maaseh Bereishis that it should become sunset much earlier. Vayosem Mirasho Yisov, says Rashi, Yaakov makes a protection stones around his head. Shiyorim Ipnei Chayis Rois, because he's scared of the wild animals. You know, stories are fighting together. Shpoch makes a nest, becomes one stone. The simple question that is that people ask: why did Yaakovinu make a protection just round his head? If a chayra comes and bites somebody's leg off, chas v'shalom, he's also crippled. There's not much of a protection. Just have a little protection one around one's leg. The last Rashi of this pasuk is Vayishka v'mokem ahu. This is his first sleep. He hasn't 14 years, he was in Shema Eva without sleeping. What's the significance of showing us here that this is the first time that he's sleeping in 14 years? So there's a lot of other inyonim issues in the parasha that we'll get to, Mr. Hashem, but in terms of asking questions, I think that's enough. The answer is, to all these questions, is the following mahalach, the following yisoy. Parashas Vayetze is a chizuk for Klal Yisrael throughout all the dark years in Golus. Parshas Vayetze is the parsha that lights up the darkest periods of Klal Yisrael with hope, with tzipiyah, with emunah. Parshas Vayetze teaches us not to be spoiled from Golus, not to get a shock, not to get scared. Even deeper, Parshas Vayetze teaches us that it's possible in Golus not only to believe realistically that Hashem is taking us out of Golus, but even to feel the Geula in Golus. And when a person feels the Geula in Golus, there's nothing to be scared of. So firstly, Vayetze is a chizuk b'chlal, that there will be a Geula, and even deeper, one can reach a higher madrega of even feeling the Geula in the darkest Golus. In other words, feeling that Golus is only a dream. Ozi molei tzchoik pino. People will laugh. Because v'shuv Hashem es shiva siyun ayinu kecholim. Parshas Vayetze allows us to look at all the years of Golus as a dream. And we all know that a dream isn't realistic. Geula is realistic. Golus is all a dream. It's all to come to an end. It's not the real Metzias. This Parsha teaches us the real Metzias. And why is it that this Parsha teaches us the real Metzias? Because this is the Parsha that introduced us to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is the one who carries us through the greatest Yeridus, the darkest periods in our history in Golus. And Yaakov brings light, hope, glimmer of hope. He brings Olam Haba into the darkest periods of Golus. And we discussed that's why Yaakov's name is Akev, because Yud and Akev, Yud is Olam Haba, Yud is Machshava. Like Rashi says in Parshas Beshalach, and the Pasuk Oz Yosher, Yud is Machshava. So Oz Yaakov corresponds to the Yud that he brings into the Akev. The Akev is right at the bottom, the greatest Yerida. Yaakov was called Yaakov because Yodah Achez is back cave Esav, which means that Esav is pulling us down to the lowest ebbs. We know that Esav's Golus, the Golus Edom, is the most difficult Golus. But Yaakov Avinu takes us that even when we're on the Akev, we're on our last legs in the Golus of Esav, of Edom, Yaakov brings the Yud all the way down there. He brings Olam Haba, he makes Olam Haba realistic to us. He brings the machshava, he allows a person to think and to internalize that this is all a dream, and realistically speaking, we're going to be soon taken out of that. Yaakov Avinu takes us down into the Akev, into the darkest and lowest periods of Klal Yisrael. And the reason why Yaakov Avinu has a koyach to do this is because we discussed already, Titin Emes Le Yaakov. Yaakov is the mid of Emes, and Emes is from Aleph till Tof, and we know that Tof corresponds, is the last of all the letters, and we know that it corresponds to Yeridus. We know it corresponds to death. Thomas, the Gemara says in Shabbos Tof Nunhei, I think, that from the letters of Aleph, Aleph is the highest level, highest Madrega, and as one travels through Aleph base, one goes lower and lower until one gets to Tof. Tof is the ebb, the lowest ebb. And Yaakov connects the Aleph to the Tof. There's a Mem in the middle, MS. And the Mem is in the middle, and the middle connects the two corners. Yaakov is a koach to connect all the corners and to bring the Tof all the way up to the Yud, to bring the Tof all the way up to the Aleph. And we know an Aleph itself is made out of a Yud, and a Yud above, a Yud below, and above in between. Yaakov takes the Tof and brings it all the way up to the Yud. Where else do we see this mentioned? We know that the Chodesh of where it begins Rosh Hashanah is Chodesh Tishri, and Tishri begins with a Tov, then a Shein, then a Reish, which means we're starting from the end of the Aleph Beis, and we're making our way gradually from Tov, that the next letter is Shein, the next letter is Reish, all the way up to the Yod, that's Tishri, which is the Shoirish, which means that when Tishri is the Rosh Hashanah is the time where we bring ourselves back to our Shoirish, where even though we hit very low ebbs during the year, but nevertheless we take ourselves back to our Shoirish, and that's the koyach of Yaakov Avinu, the koyach of connecting the Tov with the Aleph. Let's understand this better. Chazal say, I mean, it's based on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says in next week's parasha, Vayova Yaakov Sholem Ir Shechem. And Rashi says the word Sholem means Sholem Begufoy, Sholem Bememoinoy, Sholem Betoyrotsoy. Yaakov represents Shlemus. And we discussed that Yaakov Avinu says the Gemara B'Metzia was like Adam Rishon Lefnei Achet. And we know the Gemara says at the beginning of the second paragraph of Chagiga that how tall was Adam Rishon before the Chet? His feet were on the ground and his head was in Shemaim. That's how tall he was. Which means Adam Rishon corresponds to connecting all the elements of Bria from the lowest ebb in the Bria where you step on all the way up to Shemaim where his head was. That's exactly what Yaakov Avinu represented. Connecting, bringing the Roish, which is Mamish Shemaim, but it's all part of one goof all the way down. Yaakov Avinu corresponds to the idea of utter shlemus, of there's no such thing as two different Rishusim. There's no such thing as the Rishus HaYochid and the Rishus HaRabim. It's it's all toiv, it's all or, it's all light, it's all kedusha. That's the shleimus that Yaakov Avinu attained. And it's Yidua, we discussed it before from the Sefer Yetzira, that is what's called the three chalakim in the Bria. There's what's called Olam, Shana, and Nefesh, which means there's the Bria, that's Olam, there's Shana, there's Zman, and there's Nefesh, and that's Adam. If Yaakov Avinu attained the highest level of Shlemus, bringing the Or of Shemaim down to the lowest ebb in the Bria, if that was true in Yaakov Avinu, who represents Nefesh Adam, then Yaakov Avinu represented this very Darga both in Olam and in Shana, which means both in the Bria and both in Zman, which means that in the darkest Zman, in the worst Zman in the Bria, Yaakov Avinu brings the greatest Oros down in that Mokum, in that Zman, in the worst Mokum in Bria, in the most Tomei, in the most impure Mokum in Bria, Yaakov Avinu brings the highest level of Bria down into that Mokum. And I'm just explaining the Shiroshim now, the Yesoidus, in order that we'll understand as we start moving along in the Parashim. That's what Yaakov Avinu represents. And therefore the idea, that's the whole idea of the Yaakov's Masakin Tfilas Arvis. We know that Maariv is at night. But yet we say Baruch Atah. We're speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if he's standing right in front of us. And night represents Hester upon him. It's all dark. It's a bad part of it, bad patch, dark patch of history. But if you say Ata, that means that you're connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you can see him as if he's standing in front of you. How is that possible? Answer, that's Yaakov Avinu. Even in Maariv, even when it's so dark, he brings the Or until HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right in front of you. That's where you feel. All nisyonos are nothing. Any hardships and galus, it's all a dream, it's not realistic. Yaakov Avinu allows us to feel the greatest oiras in the darkest periods. And that's why Parshas Vayetze begins with Yaakov fleeing from Esav. Because as we'll soon see, that we know there's four galios. And the last one is galus Edoim, which is the longest one, as we know, which we're still living in it. And it's the most difficult one. And at the end of Golus Edoim, we know, we discussed it once already, that the most difficult Golus is going to be that Edoim, Esav is going to pair up with Yishmael. And that's the door that we're living in today, which is the most difficult, difficult period. Because Yishmael represents Pritzos, Yishmael represents, when they asked the Bnei Yishmael, do you want the Torah? He said, if it says Lo Sinof, I'm not interested. That's the greatest Pritzos, the greatest Kaiva. And Esav is the greatest Gaiva, Ritzicha, murder. And when these two Koichos meet up, that's the greatest, most difficult hardship for Klal Yisrael, the darkest Golus you can get. And that's how Parshas Vayetze begins. Esav is chasing after Yaakov. That's Golus Edoim. We're being chased after by Esav, by Edoim. And the first Rashi says, Holach Esav al Yishmoel, Hifsek Einim bePashusa shel Yaakov. Because right at the end of the last pasuk, we're told this is Vayelach Esav al Yishmoel. Esav's gone to Yishmoel. That's the darkest period of Golus Edoim. And Vayetze Yaakov, and Yaakov Avinu is running away, is fleeing. We're in Golus Edoim. But nevertheless, it doesn't matter. What does that mean, it doesn't matter? Yaakov over here at the beginning of this week's parsha is Bashpia. I don't care how difficult, how dark, how dense the Golus is. You can take the Oiris of Kedusha of the Geula with you wherever you go. That's why, that's the beginning of a Yetzir Yaakov, Be'er Shova. And we know Be'er Shova, say the Sforma Kedushim corresponds to Shabbos. Be'er Shova is Shabbos, which is the seventh day. And we know the three meals of Shabbos correspond to the three Ovois. The first two correspond to Avraham Yitzchak. Shalashudois corresponds to Yaakov Avinu. And we know that Shabbos is Ner Oyer. There's Neret Shabbos. We light Shabbos candles. And the Sfasemis says that Shabbos candles is the revelation of the Or of the Geula. And what do we do on Shalashudois? We drag out Shalashudois into night. Into Chol, into night. Chol is going back into Golus. Chol is the darkest. But Shalashudas is connected to Yaakov, because Shalashudas is the Koyach, that we take the Or of Shabbos with us wherever we go, even into the greatest dim darknesses. That's the Koyach of Shalashudas. The Balaturim says that Be'er Sheva corresponds to the Shem Ve'Eber. Mibeir Sheva, Yaakov Mibeir Sheva, Soif Tevis Eiver, Shenitzma Bebeis Eiver. And we know Torah is also called Torah Or. And Yaakov Avinu is now in the worst period in Golos, but yet he's been in Be'er Sheva, and the Torah that he learned in Shem Ve'Eiver keeps him in good stead even when he's in the darkest Golos. And we'll come to that eventually, we'll come to that soon. We know the greatest, most golden eras of Torah were when? In the darkest Golos. If the darker the Golos was, the greater the Torah was. Talmud Bavli is more learned than Talmud Yerushalmi. Bavel were greater Talmid Chachamim. The Gemara says in Shachukah, I can't remember who it was, he came back from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael and they saw how sharp he was. So the Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael said, do you think the Torah is Dilchoin? He said to the B'nai Eretz Yisrael, do you think you have the Torah? Dilchoin! The Torah is in Bavel. Talmud Bavli. B'machashakim Oishivani is the Pasuk. That's Talmud Bavli, the greatest period. Then we had a problem after Bavel, we had with the Yevonim, which we'll come to in Chanukah. And what came out of the period in the Yevonim? Mishnah, Torah Shebal Peh, the Gilev, Torah Shebal Peh. Because Torah is something that the darker the Golos, the lighter it is. Torah is something that we can take with us, and wherever we are, we're in the best place in the world. The Gemara in Brachos says that from after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, Ein loy laKadosh Baruch Hu b'Olamo ela dalad amas shel halacha, which means that the Beis Hamikdash today is the Beis Hamedrash of Shem Ve'Eiver. A person walks into a Beis Hamedrash, it's as light as anything. He'll have greater hatzlacha, and we'll come to it in Mitzvah Shem. Come to it in this Shem, Mitzvah Shem, later on. That's why Chanukah by Yetze is like it is this year. By Yetze is the first Shabbos in Kislev. In other words, the Hachonus of Chanukah, the Or of Chanukah shows us where do we take the Or of Chanukah. Where do we light Chanukah candles today? We light it inside where they used to light it. Outside in the Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim corresponds to the Mokum HaTumah, the worst of the places where we don't want to hang out. But you take the Or and you light it over there, because Parshas Vayetze teaches us the koyach that Yaakov Avinu has to take the Or of Shabbos, to take the Be'er Sheva, to take the Or of Torah from Shem Ve'Ever. And where is he going? Vayelech Choron, and he goes to Choron. Choron is the same lashon as Charoin Af. Charoin Af means Hashem's anger, which means that refers to the period of Anoichi Aste Aste Ponai. When it's set upon him, it's all dark. But Yaakov drags the Torah. He drags the Be'er Sheva into Charono. And that answers Rashi's Kasha. What's the difference where he came from? Why didn't you just say that Yaakov went to Choron? The answer is no. By Yaakov, it's more important, it's most important to hear where he's coming from. Because what's he bringing with him? He's bringing with him Be'er Sheva. He's bringing with him the greatest Oirus. And he brings that into all the darkest areas. And that's the pshat. That's the pshat in the Rashi over here. Should have only said where he went, not where he came from. Answer: when a tzaddik is in a city, hu hoida, hu ziva, hu hadara. When a tzaddik's in a city, he brings down an R into that city, whatever city it is. And when he's there, you're mamish in the Beis Hamikdash. When there's Torah in that city, when there's Shabbos in that city, when the tzaddik's brought down the Or, it can be the worst, darkest, dense town in Tumah, Nun Shari Tumah, whatever it is. Nevertheless, it's Kulei Or. That's the sum up of the first pasuk. Yaakov, that's why it's called Parshas Vayetze. Yaakov's left the Beis HaMedrash now. Yaakov's left Be'er Sheva now. Yaakov's taken all the Or. All of you, now you're in yeshiva, but there's going to be a day where you're going to leave yeshiva, and the tachlis is to take the R with you. When you're a vayetze, then you take all the R with you outside. That's, by the way, why the first word of Masechet Shabbos is Yitziyat Shabbos. Because the worst chil of Shabbos is when you're a yoytze, when you go out. Shabbos is when you're inside. Shabbos is the Be'er Sheva. Don't worry. Eventually there'll be a time for you where you'll have to go out. There'll be a Motzei Shabbos. But then you'll take the Shabbos with you. But on Shabbos, to be a Yitzias Shabbos, that's a terrible thing. Yaakovinu first is a 14 years in Shem Be'Eiver. Then he can go to the darkest places and he'll see that they're really light. And that's the oimik. Why didn't Yaakovinu sleep for 14 years? Why is he going to sleep over here for the first time? Because we discussed before that Olam HaZeh and Golos, that's all a dream. Hayinu kecholmim, it's not realistic. If it looks so dark, if we seem so depressed, it looks like we're surrounded by 70 walls, shivim ze'evim, that's not realistic. We're not in this spoil from any nitsyonos. Because the only realistic thing is Torah, the R that's going to be Nisgalim Etz Hashem when the Golus is over. And then for the 14 years in Shem Be'eva, Yaakov doesn't sleep because there he's Isaac in the realistic world. Now he's about to experience Golus, Vayetze Yaakov. When you've left the Yeshiva, when you've left, now you're going into Golus. Now it's time to sleep. Now you're entering dream world. Now Yaakov Avinu has to be Megalat Afke through sleeping that Golus is dreamland, it's not realistic. And therefore, after not sleeping for 14 years in the realistic world, he's about to enter dream world, which seems that Golus is so dense and so thick and so scary, but now he's going to be Megala. No, that's all in the dream. Realistically, in Golus, it can be bright. In Golus, there can be a Talmud Bavli. In Golus, there can be a Mishnayis. And under the Greek rulership, there can be a Mishnayis, there can be a Spashtus of Tershah Baal Peh, the greatest Giluyim that came down that were never in his Gal in any other generation. And that's why Vayivka b'mokoim, says Rashi, suddenly in the middle of the day it became night. What does that symbolize? The Yaakov shows us that there's no difference between day and night. During the day, it can be dark, but it's still in the hours of the day. Why? To show me if you find it, you can say Baruch Atah even at night. Because even at night can be turned into day. That's the oimik hanes of a yifka b'mokoim. Don't think that when it comes, when it's dark, when it's bad, then it's terrible. No. Hashem brings the night into the hours of the day to show you that you can find day in the darkest night. And you can have a marav and you can say ato. And that's why the first Rashi in the next pasuk, Vayivka b'mokoim, we asked before, why is Rashi megal over here that whenever it says b'mokoim stam, it means Hara Maria? But you know what the answer is? Because what's Parshas Vayetze to teach us? Whenever it says mokoim stam, it's Hara Maria. Doesn't make a difference which mokoim it is. Mokoim stam. It might be in China, it might be in Singapore, it might be in Manhattan, it might be in Tel Aviv, it might be in Europe, it might be in Germany, it might be Spain, wherever it is, it's in a mokoim. And by mokoim stam is Hara Maria, is wherever it is. You know where it is? It's, if you want it to be there, then it's the Hara Maria is going to be there. That's the koyach of Yaakov Avinu, as we said. In Olam Shona Nefesh, the Yaakov Avinu in mokoim. In Olam, Yaakov Avinu brought Har Maria to every single Mokam. You're never outside Har Maria. You're always in Har Maria. So whenever it says Bamokam, it's Har Maria. Every Mokam has in it Har Maria. And that explains us the next Rashi. Where Rashi learns two things out of the word Vayivka. Number one, he was Mesakin Tfilas Arvis. And number two, he was Echot Kvitzes HaDerech. So he wasn't not Kvitzes HaDerech, but Kofzalei Oretz. The earth jumped to him. Which earth came to him? And we'll know Rashi later. Rashi says later in Pasuk Yud Zayin. And what happened? Which earth came to him? Excellent. Har Maria came to him. Why did Har Maria came to him? Because Yaakov teaches us that Har Maria comes to you wherever you are. So it's really one thing Rashi's teaching us here. That's why Rashi says it both in the Pasuk of Vayivka. Vayivka teaches us, firstly, Tfilas Arvis. And secondly, the Hara Maria came to him. What's the connection between the two? It's one thing. One is in Mokoim and one is in Zman, but it's the same Nakuda. Hara Maria coming to us in Mokoim means that wherever we are in Mokoim, we have Hara Maria. In Zman, wherever and whenever it is, Tikkun Tfilas Arvis, you can say Baruch Atah Hashem. In the darkest Zman, you can have a Tfilah, that's the same Tfilah as Tfilah Shachris. Because Har Maria always comes to us wherever we are. And Yaakov Avinu went deep, deep into Chutz La'aretz, to every place in Chutz La'aretz, to bring that out. And he took Har Maria with him wherever he went, for all the future generations, that don't ever think that you're forsaken, Klal Yisrael Chas V'Shalom. And Yaakov says, I'm representing Dafka, the bad areas, the weak areas, the dark periods in Golus, with Edom and Yishmael, and Edom and Yishmael together. But Har Maria is there as well. Wherever we go, Har Maria comes with us. That's why it's both learnt out from that one pasuk. Let's continue. Yaakov Avinu goes to sleep. He protects his head. We ask, what's the inyan of protecting the head? And who? Why is he protecting the head? Says Rashi, "Mipnei chayes rois." He's protecting his head from wild animals. These wild animals, the oimek, these are depths of the pshat in Rashi, is that these wild animals correspond to the chayos, that are our enemies in the Arba Golios. We know that the chayos, now the four Golios, the Bovel, Yovon, Molai, and Edom, are all names of different chayos, correspond to different chayos. And these are the chayos rois, and they can bite us, and they can torture us, but Yaakov Avinu has protected our head. Yaakov Avinu has protected our machshava. So what? They can torture us. But you know what? Like the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe told the Russians, when they tortured him and he went on a hunger strike, and he said, because they confiscated his tefillin, and he said, "I'm not eating," and they hit him and they tortured him. But he's, and they said, "How can you stand so strong?" He said, "Because you can't take our minds away. You can do anything you want to our guf, but our minds, our machshava, is in Geula, wherever it is." That's the protecting. Yaakov Avinu is protecting his head, because Yaakov, we said, is Yud Akev, and the Yud is the Machshava, as Rashi says in Mishalach on Apostle God's Yosher, as we said before. And therefore, if a person's head is straight, if his, with his Machshava, he can feel in Geula, in the greatest Golus. He's not protecting his body. There will be times where they'll get on our goof. There will be times where the Chayes Ros will bite us in Golus. But if the head is protected, and the Yaakov Avinu protected our head, then we're safe, and we can feel at home, and we can speak to, you can speak to survivors of camp, and they'll tell you that with the greatest emunah, with the chizuk and emunah, they were mamish, they felt, when they celebrated Chanukah there in the camps with a tiny bit of fat, is they felt so great, they felt like when they sang Seidonite, a little bleak Seidonite somewhere hiding from the Nazis in Machshamom, is they felt so good, they felt this was the best Seidonite they've ever had in their lives. Because Yaakov Avinu protected our heads in Golus with these stones around us. And then he dreams. He falls into a dream. And when one sees the dream, one looks in the Mefarshim of how they explain the dream, we see so many Lachoris, Theorem, and Ebeis. Which Tkufa are we referring to? Good, bad, worst, best. Vayachlam in a Sulam Mutzav Arza. Let's begin with the first word, Sulam. Says the Baal Turim, Sulam is Gematria Kisei HaKovod. Sulam is Gematria Koil, the Koil of Tzadikim. Sulam is Gematria Oini, poverty. Sulam is the same letters as Semel, because he saw how Klal Yisrael will be serving Avodah Zarah. Sulam, the Gematria Sinai, showed him how Sinai. Sulam oisias lemas, says in Baal HaTorim. Sherem is le hagoliois. He's going to see the Goliath. Hoisa lemas, apostle gan echa. What's going on over here? What's he showing him? On one hand, Sinai. On one hand, Sulam. He's showing him Har Sinai. He's showing him Matfila. He's showing him Alochim. On the other hand, he's showing him oini, poverty. He's showing him the Goliath. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing, yes, in the poverty, in the lamas, in the golus, you know what you have there? You have Sinai there. Do you know what you have there? You have the tefillos there. In the worst golios, you have the best things. Don't ever think this is the worst. Because if you treat it properly, if you go forward, you take the plunge properly, you'll find the best. The greatest kirva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always in the hardest times. That's, by the way, the Chodesh Av. We'll discuss it another time. The Chodesh Av is the month where HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows himself least as a father. Perhaps as a melech, a ruler, but as a father, Chorban Beis Hamikdash, all the tragedies. There, that's called Chodesh Av. There, inside, you can find the greatest love and the greatest dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Av, Chodesh Av, the month of Av is called Av. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing. What does he see? Malach Elakim Olam Yerdim Boy. And you know the famous Medrash, Medrash Tanchuma, Medrash Rabbah, that who did he see? He saw the Dalad Malchiyos, he saw the Asar of Bavel going up 70 rungs and coming down again. That was the remez for Golos Bavel. And he saw every single Golos, Bavel, Yovel, Modai, and then he saw Edom, and Edom was going up and up and up, and he wasn't coming down again. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "I'm going to throw him down, Mizeh Ba." Me'edom, all the psukim that we say in Shalashudas, Hashem showed him all the Goliaths, but Hashem is showing it to him in a dream. Yaakov Avinu, teach your children. The doire doire, the Golos is a dream.
Torah, 14 years in Shem Ve'eva is realistic. He has no dreams. Yaakov doesn't sleep. But telling Yaakov, you know, about Golus, that's all in the dream. That's the Malachi Lekim Oilem Yarnim boy. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing him that the Sulam is more Tzavatza, but Roisha is Magia Shemaimo. Yaakov, there's never, ever, ever a Klal Yisrael going to leave. Are going to be forsaken, Chas V'Shalom. Even if they're Mutzav Arzo, even if they're the lowest ebb, but their Roisho is Magia Shemaimo. Because the Pasuk says, Ki Yaakov Chevel Nachalosoi. A rope, you hold on, and when you hold on to a rope, you don't fall. And Yaakov Chevel, Yaakov's being taught that he's the Chevel, we hold on, and when you hold on, you don't fall. That's the Nevuah that Yaakov's seeing now. That's the chizuk that Yaakovina reached. Yaakovina got HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises him in his dream. V'hine Hashem nitzav olav. In the Dalet Malchias, Yaakov sees Hashem is nitzav olav, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises him, V'yazaracha kafara oretz, the greatest brachas, of a ratzta yom of a kedem of a tzofein of an egba. So on one hand, Yaakovina is seeing a sar, a golas of Bavel, a golas of Modai, and in the same toich nedibor, Yaakovina is hearing that for ratzta yom of a kedem of the greatest brachas. In these Goliaths, I'm with you. I'm going to guard you. And the realistic way of looking in Goliaths is that I'm going to return you. I won't leave you. That's the dream. But the end of the dream is you're going to come back to Eretz Yisrael with a gula. That's the Shea Malis, B'Shuv Hashem. Shivas Tzion. V'ashivay Tzichor Adom Azois. Shivas Tzion, when you return from Golus. Then Ayinu Kachoyim them. You're going to realize that Golus is all one big dream. Wasn't realistic. Don't look at Golus, the Yaakovin is telling us in Parashas Vayetze. I've been Mavara, the lowest part of Golus is Yaakov. I've been there. If you think that you're on a business trip now and you've got to go to Southeast Bombay and you've got to be there for 3 weeks and there's no minion there, and then you feel that terror gullus, and if anybody dreams that you're a Jew, knows what it'll do to you, etc., etc. Yaakovina says, I've been there as well. And you take out your mishnais and you put your tefillin on, Nekar Haramiria Obala Bombay. Haramiria is now on wheels and it goes with flower wings, it flies wherever we are. And you daven a Mariv there, you daven a Shachas Mincha there to Hashem from any Mokum in the Bria, there's Har Maria. There you can say Baruch Atah. There's no geographical Mechitza that from here to this town you can't say anymore Baruch Atah because Hashem's too far from us. No such thing. Because Parshas Vayetze is that Yaakov's done all this traveling already for us. He's done it all for us. And Yaakov, every Mokum he went, he switched on, if it's Golos, switched it on to dream volume. Gola, switch it on to realistic volume. If it's Golas, it's dream, and if it's Gola, it's realistic. If you're learning Torah, then you're still flinching, you're still connected to Be'er Shava. Even by Yele Charona, even when you have to go to Charon. And look at the dangers Yaakov Avinu is facing over here. Esav's chasing him to kill him. He's on his way to Lavan. Nachmer, another good friend of his. He's chasing on one hand, he's got Esav chasing after him. Where's his destination? House of Lavan. Yaakovina should have been the most depressed person. But as we'll see, we haven't got time now, we'll finish it tomorrow, Mr. Hashem. But as we see through the Pesukim, Yaakovina after this dream feels very light. He feels now that he's not going, there's no such thing as a danger spot. And that's why he says later to Esav, in Lavan Garati, V'tariag Mitzvah Samarati, Fakert. He goes to Lavan, Tariag Mitzvah. You go to Bavel, Talmud Bavli, under the Greeks, Mishnayish, Shishasidra Mishnah. Yaakov Avinu's Megala this Nekuda, that if it's so dark, it looks very dark, there you'll find the greatest light. And that's the chizuk that's keeping Yaakov Avinu together. And tomorrow we'll explain how this explains the difference between Rachel and Leah. Yaakov Dafka wanted to marry Rachel and not Leah. This Mes Hashem we'll see tomorrow. But meanwhile, at least we can begin the parasha with a tremendous chizuk that the parasha is giving us, that it's all really the same. Sinai and Sulam is gematria, the best things and the worst things, because it's all connected to the best things. Vayivka is Arvis, Neka Har Maria. Mokoim always means Har Maria, whichever Mokim you are. And wherever you are, you have to realize that we're all coming from Be'er Shalom, we're coming from the Tehillah Gatoira, we're coming from Shabbos, and we take with us all those Oiris and all those Ashpos, and we shine them into the darkest places. And Mamish, just on the finishing up for today's share, it's unbelievable if you see today that even though on one hand You can say that the world is in such a low ebb with intermarriage, assimilation, and pritzos and tumah that there is in the world. On the other hand, we've never ever had a door with so many bali tshuvas, with so many people coming back to their sources, so many people vastly outnumbering the choshech, of people coming back to the sources, hundreds of thousands and even more, of people who had no idea why, but suddenly they felt a thrust towards Kedusha in the greatest tumah. Today you can find Makomas of Torah in anywhere. Look at America. You're living in America. Go anywhere to America, and you'll find a Chabad shliach, a Chabad rabbi. Go to any university campus, you find a Hillel house. You go anywhere. There's a vibrant Jewish community, Baruch Hashem. And if there's places which still hasn't hit there, it's going to be there very soon, Mitzvah Hashem. Never did they dream. If you ask somebody 50 years ago, ask your grandparents when they lived in America, would you dream that 50 years down the line there'll be Makomas of Torah everywhere in America? Would you dream that in America a few years before that, you dream there'll be thousands of people learning, there'll be a Lakewood, there'll be the yeshivas, thousands and thousands of people learning, thousands of Avrechim and Kolel, thousands of people being sent all over the place. When I was in the States last year, I met somebody, he told me that he was I met him at a chasna of his brother, but he lives in somewhere in LA, I think, not in LA, Miami. So in Miami, but he's someone really outreach, someone really, really far. And he said that every Shabbos Mincha, he has, I don't know, 50 to 100 children, and they sing Shalashudas together, and the kids don't come from families, but nevertheless they come, so they cherish the Shalashudas, and he teaches them a bit of Norma Limelech, a bit of Kedushas Levi. Who would imagine such a thing? It sounds like from outer space, but the world is full of such examples, because that's the koyach of Shem Be'eva, that's the koyach that Yaakovin has placed in every makam of Golas, and we should be zorcha and Mitzvah Hashem, that soon all the lights should suddenly be switched on in Mitzvah Hashem from one second to the next, and we should be zorcha to the oiras of the Or Chodash al Tzion Tov, and Nizgeh Cholon Meher Le'oiroi. Tomorrow we'll take this theme and follow it on through the whole parasha.